Hi, I'm Landon Saunders. This is Heartbeat. Two middle-aged women were talking one day. The topic turned to Princess Grace of Monaco back when she was Grace Kelly, the actress. One mentioned to the other, "You know, Grace Kelly grew up as a poor girl." The other frowned, thought a minute. "No, I think I read she grew up in a well-to-do family. Why do you say she was a poor girl?" Her friend answered, "Well, she grew up in Philadelphia." Then it all became clear. The one who said Grace Kelly had been a poor girl also grew up in Philadelphia, and for her, Philadelphia meant poverty. She was born into a large family, the daughter of an unskilled immigrant factory worker. And until she was grown, she never left the area of her neighborhood. People who grew up in Philadelphia had to be poor, she thought, because that's all she'd ever known about her hometown. I'm Landon Saunders. The lady from Philadelphia made a mistake we all make. We judge others by ourselves. If my childhood was poor or rich or sad or happy, I tend to assume everybody else grew up the same way. We judge other people by our own experience. Here's a test for you. By and large, how would you describe the average guy down the block? Is he basically a friendly, trustworthy person? Or is he likely to be a mean, deceptive person? When you meet someone for the first time, do you think, "This is going to be somebody I'll like," or do you fear, "This is somebody I'll have to watch out for"? How you answered those questions, that is, how you feel about other people, is a good indicator of how you feel about yourself. If you like yourself, chances are you'll like other people. You'll see them as worthy of trust, friendly, generally reliable. If, on the other hand, you're not proud of yourself, if for some reason you don't like yourself, you'll be critical of other people. Either way, whether you feel good about yourself or you don't, just like the lady from Philadelphia, you'll judge others by yourself. This is Heartbeat.